You are listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, bonus episode number 5. Is Project Bluebeam really happening? This is the final bonus episode before season 6 begins, so sit back and enjoy. This final bonus episode of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast starts now. That's right, this is the last of the short bonus episodes. Season 6 is right around the corner. But first, let's talk a bit about Project Bluebeam and how some recent events might actually be related. During Season 5, we talked a couple of times about secret societies and secret space programs. And in these discussions, the Project Bluebeam conspiracy was discussed shortly, but it was discussed. So here's a refresher. The Project Bluebeam conspiracy theory is a set of claims that suggests a secret plan by a global elite to implement a new world order through a staged, large-scale deception involving the use of advanced technology. This theory originated in the 1990s. Some elements of the conspiracy include holographic technology. The theory proposes that the government possesses advanced holographic technology capable of projecting realistic images in the sky. These holograms would be allegedly used to simulate religious or extraterrestrial events, creating a global crisis that would necessitate the implementation of a new world order, more specifically, a fake UFO invasion. Some versions of the theory suggest that the holographic technology could be used to stage a fake ET invasion, fostering a global panic and prompting nations to unite under a single world government. Then there's the mind control aspect. This bit of the conspiracy involves the use of mind control technology to manipulate people's thoughts and beliefs, making them more susceptible to accepting the proposed New World Order. First, let's talk about the mind control. All you have to do is look at social media, and you're going to realize that mind control isn't just possible, it's in full effect. Otherwise sane, rational people will jump on any bandwagon and get downright nasty with others, defending a narrative that oftentimes is skewed at best, and often it's just flat out fictitious. It's not too far-fetched to believe mind control could be used, or maybe call it social conditioning, if you like, but the results would be the same. Next, let's talk about the fake UFO invasion / religious event. Over the past few years, we've seen some interesting actual events happen. The UFO UAP disclosure surrounding the Tic Tac and GoFast encounters, reports from credible government employees of sightings, cover-ups, retrieved craft and bodies, congressional involvement in investigation, with even them getting stonewalled by intelligence agencies. The Chinese spy balloon that was followed by the downing of at least 4 other objects that were never openly identified to the public. And that story disappeared just as fast as it started. A lot of people didn't even know that after the spy balloon, these 4 other objects were shot down over North America and surrounding North America. The Mexican alien mummies. Now, although I don't believe that these mummies are real, quote, mummies are real. I mean, obviously they exist, but I don't think they're aliens. There are people supporting the claims. They say that the bodies are real. They were real entities. They're not faked. They weren't put together by man. I mean, the jury's still out on this one. But the fact that the story persists is very interesting. Now, just in the past week, the United States Department of Defense released a statement saying that if the UAP UFO sightings and encounters are real, then we have no defense against technology like that. Of course, to be fair, we also don't have a defense against wizards or attack unicorns. It's not something that we would think about. But it is interesting that they put this one in writing. In treaties signed around the world, like non-aggression pacts, there's actually clauses in those treaties that take into account alien encounters, so that we don't retaliate against each other if ETs are attacking us. It's crazy that this stuff is actually in writing. The jellyfish UAP or UFO. This footage popped up in the last month, and I believe it was actually recorded in 2018 or 2019. It shows an oddly shaped object with what kind of look like jellyfish tendrils hanging below it. And this thing is flying over a U.S. military base in Iraq, before it flies out over the water, submerges for 15 minutes, comes back out, and then shoots off out of sight. The most intriguing part of this footage is that the camera that was used was a thermal camera with a black-white differential. So, like, I think white is hot and black is cold, or black is hot and white is cold. I don't know how they had that set up. But the object couldn't be seen with normal optics. I don't believe it could be seen by the naked eye. It could only be seen with this thermal imagery. So this means that what you're seeing in that footage is just this thing's heat signature. And then we have the Miami Bayside Marketplace aliens. This actually brings me to the third point of Project Bluebeam: holographic technology. Now bear with me here. If you're not familiar, on January 5th, 2024, a massive police response to kids shooting off fireworks at the Bayside Marketplace in Miami took place. And I mean massive. Videos show what looks like to be over 50 police vehicles surrounding the mall. That's a lot for some kids in fireworks. Now, police and media reports say that four teenagers were arrested for shooting fireworks at people and causing a panic. Fights broke out, and the massive police presence was to help control the situation. Sounds fairly run-of-the-mill. Maybe slightly overdone with the amount of police, but it is what it is, right? Well, immediately, people start talking about aliens being seen in the mall. More specifically, three 8 to 10 foot tall aliens that seemed to teleport or glitch in and out were reported by many people. Also reported was the people who were leaving were asked by police what they saw and did they record anything with their phones. Some reports say the phones were confiscated or that pictures and videos were deleted from their devices. Other people brought up a decent point, though. Why so many police, but no fire and no paramedics? Fireworks were involved, as was fighting. Surely someone got some kind of injury. There did not appear to be any fire or any paramedics, which is usually pretty common for a public situation where people were hearing fireworks or seeing fireworks, possible gunfire, and fighting. There was also reports of power outages in the area, as well as the airspace above the marketplace being restricted. Now, these reports are floating around. I don't know if they're ever substantiated. I don't know. But what does this have to do with holographic technology in Bluebeam? One report from a shop owner on the second floor of the marketplace states that before all hell broke loose, he was looking down to the first floor. It's like an open mezzanine, kind of looking down. And he noticed some younger people, I don't know if he called them kids, and just younger people in general, hanging out. And they brought out this device. It was about the size of a portable DVD player. And they were looking around. They located a power outlet and plugged a device in. And that is the exact moment that it looked like a portal opened up and these three alien creatures started to come out. The report says that the portal and creatures both appeared to glitch and shimmer. This is when people start to freak out, start to panic. He heard no fireworks, nor did he see any kids fighting from where he was. Now, I know some people jump straight to these kids opened a portal to another dimension and brought aliens or demons through. But what if what everyone claims they saw was true, but it was just a hologram? Maybe these were just really smart kids and they made this thing themselves, or they could have gotten their hands on the tech, right? Maybe one of their parents works for someone who's developing it and they snagged it, thought they'd have a little bit of fun. Maybe it was leaked to them to see how people would react. Some people say they saw aliens. Others claim they saw demons. So there's your extraterrestrial or religious event in the making. Will we see more things like this on a larger scale? Is this what disclosure is all about? Maybe the device wasn't a hologram projector at all, but maybe it was a mind control device. And the people were only suggested at what they should see and their minds filled in rest. MK Ultra, anyone? Maybe it was viral marketing gone wrong. We might not ever know. Let me know your thoughts on this one. Something happened. Well, something is happening. What do you think it is? That's going to do it for me. I hope you guys enjoyed these bonus episodes. Join me for a brand new full episode coming up in season 6 of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast. See ya.